we are joined today by Nayeli. Nayeli, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great.
All right, and you have got to tell me a little bit about the band that you interviewed for this week.
So this was pretty exciting because right before I did this interview with the band Frontega, we actually hosted them at our house playing in our garage.
Wow.
So they got to play live and I got to see them and it was great. And then I got to do the interview like right after, which was super fun for everybody.
Yeah. And how was the experience of putting on a show in your garage? I've got to know, did it all go pretty smooth? How
yes,
was it all?
This was our first time putting on a show at our house, like in our garage, and it went great. The sound was great. We had somebody helping out that was like a big help to us. And everything went exactly according to plan. It was really nice.
Awesome. I went to the show and they seriously put on such a great show. It was so much fun. And this was my first time seeing Frontega, I think. Have you seen them before this show or was this your first time?
I can't remember if I saw them before. I think I might have, but I think there's a good chance that was my first time seeing them.
All right, well, let's get right into it. This is our local artist interview for this week with Frontega.
All right, I'm going to have you guys introduce yourselves and the instruments you play.
I'm Brandon. And I play guitar and sometimes do things on the microphone.
My name's Zach. I play guitar. I do noodly stuff on occasion.
My name's Ryan. I play bass and do lead vocals.
My name's Jay and I play drums and sometimes I jump off of them and I don't play them.
All right. What or who inspired you guys to make music? This can be as a band or separately.
I started playing guitar like 5 years ago and ever since then, I've just been inspired by the people around me that I've played with and seen at shows, like all of the people that I've watched perform with us at shows and seen even before. Like I went to Riot Fest in 2021 and that really inspired me to keep going with music and everything. So yeah, probably just everyone around me. There's a lot of crazy talent in Bloomington and just Illinois in general. So I just look up to that. They're my idols.
I mean, I've always kind of liked music, but a few years ago I got into like emo music and I was like, yeah, I want to do that. That's pretty much it.
Who inspires you? Who are you inspired by?
Honestly, a lot of the other emo bands in the scene, as well as just like some of my favorite bands in general, specifically like Midwest emo bands, like, you know, Modern Baseball.
For me, I'd probably say like mostly my dad and like doing like singing a lot and playing guitar with him. And then like my family in general has been very positive and supportive, but I'd say like it all starts with like music with my dad mostly in terms of like being inspired to actually make it, you know, like make music.
Kind of like Brandon, I'm really inspired by a lot of the people around us, even my own band members, like in the bands that I have and currently play in. Yeah, inspired by a lot of the previous works, a lot of like early emo stuff and a lot of like late 90s, 2000s emo, all the waves of it. In terms of the music that we play here. So mostly just that.
Great. And how do you think you guys would describe your music in like a genre or a few genres?
Just like Midwest emo, but we just pull from everywhere and don't hold ourselves to a label really at all.
Yeah, being in the Frontega mobile, you hear every genre and we try to incorporate that back into what we play.
Pop, West, emo, post-hardcore.
If you could compare yourself to another band or like a few bands, who do you think it would be?
I mean, inspiration, it's been a lot of like post-hardcore bands and like...
We'd be lying if we didn't say Title Fight was a pretty big...
Yeah, band. Yeah.
American Football definitely
American football.
Was on this next to this new EP. Like the LP2 was really inspirational for me with guitar work. Also, this Icelandic post-rock band called Sigur Rós. They're really cool. They inspired a lot of the
If we're getting niche, then like, you know, bands like Balance of Composure and Boy Kama, Loathe, definitely for sure. Was it Snail?
Freaking Circa Survive?
Oh, yeah. Big Circa Survive fans.
Yeah.
What brought you guys together to form this band?
I'd always wanted to like have like an alternative sounding band ever since I was in like high school and this... like 2018, 2019, and like around 2020, I think is like at the time I had like finally met all the people that are currently in the band. But Frontega really came about. It was like a trial and error kind of thing where a lot of people would like come over to my place, you know, hang out because I had a lot of music gear. I just spent all my money on it. So I'd always have like people come over and jam. And if they didn't have something, I'd let them use it so that we could jam. This was the final iteration of like it had been like 2020 to 2023. Like, it was like 3 years of like me and Brandon jamming. And it was odd because like Zach, Ryan and Brandon didn't know each other until like They did, and they started to intermingle, but like there was like one big meeting, I think early June of 2023, and that's when we like wrote a song together, and we're like, okay.
2022. Correction. Yes.
Actually, hold on.
Correction.
Got me on that one. No.
Yeah.
Okay. We're talking about 365 days, but it's all right. It's all right.
It was around that time.
Do you guys have any upcoming shows in the next few weeks or months or however far out?
Oh, yeah, we do.
We have a cool run that we're doing with the other band I play in, Broken Demeanor. We're going to have an EP release at Cobra Lounge on the 5th. We have a Treehouse show in Urbana on the...
Urbana
on the 6th, and on the 7th we're at the Lake House. It's going to be a really fun run for us. We're playing the new EP that's coming out, so
we're going to get jiggy to the Northwest Midwest emo post-hardcore jams.
Yeah, man.
Now this next question might be more personal for each of you, but if you could open for any band in the world, what would it be?
Okay, I'm gonna go first. Dude, that's hard. Okay, that's a really hard question, because there's so many bands I would love to open for. Okay, if I had to choose one,
I got to go with Old Reliable. I feel like if I could open for like Smashing Pumpkins, because that's like my favorite band ever, I would die happy, to be honest.
That's a good one.
For me, probably like Hail the Sun. I'm a big fan of those guys, and they've been
He's wearing the shirt.
I am wearing their shirt right now. I'm a big fan of those guys. They've been pretty inspirational in how I try to write music and the style I go for personally.
I would probably say American Football, because they're classic. And like some of the greats of Midwest emo. So that would be really insane to do that.
Yo, if Frontega could open right when Fleetwood Mac dropped Rumors, like if we could open up for the Mac right when they dropped Rumors on Mac. You know what I mean? That would be something real cool.
Actually, yeah, that would be legit.
The band name Frontega, where did that come from?
With great controversy, we'll get the lore drop on that.
Oh, we're so happy you asked. You ever been to Panera Bread?
I have been to Panera.
Have you seen a particular sandwich built of chicken and mozzarella and caprese? And
it's I can imagine it.
It's called the Frontega Chicken Sandwich, and that's literally it. That is
it's simple. I like it.
It's simple, but it's like a word that like you only find in one place. So it's like we always had the idea. We always wanted like a one word band name, like because like all the good big bands like Metallica, Kiss, you know what I mean?
We're encroaching on Panera Bread's like Google territory. Like,
yes.
So once you start to search Frontega, you get a lot of Panera, and then we're slowly creeping up. It's beautiful to see.
All right, as a band, what is your favorite memory playing together?
Brandon, go first.
The 2.5 week tour that we went on, that's the best memory of my life, to be honest. Being in that stinky van with Zach's smelly socks was the best time I've ever had.
Honestly, I'd probably say the two-week tour, that was amazing. Got to see a lot of cool stuff. Or the night we wrote Not Surprise the Roof Leaks.
Man. That was
that was a doozy.
I'm going to end the interview with a fun question. This will probably be one at a time too. But if you could play at any venue or music festival, what would it be?
Riot Fest.
That's a surprise. I thought you were going to say Metro.
Vans Warped Tour.
Warped Tour, 100%. Warped Tour.
Warped Tour easily.
Warped Tour. These guys wanted to open up for Warped Tour. Now, I'm not going to lie. When Title Fight dropped Shed, Balance dropped Separation, and they went on tour together, I would have opened up for that in a heartbeat. Any of those shows.
Thank you guys for joining me here. This was a great interview.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Thank you so much to Frontega for being our local artist interview for this week. And now we have Ashton and Nayeli on, because we have got to hear a little bit more about the show that they hosted at their house.
Yeah, so it was a really cool show. It was a 4-band bill. It was actually someone's birthday party. It was Aspen's birthday party. Shout out Aspen. Hey. They take a lot of like photos around the scene. They're at like every show. So they needed this one for sure. And it was a really great turnout. I think we had over 100 people, like 120-ish people showed up,
yeah,
I believe.
We had a great turnout, and everyone was so great about it. Like, everyone was very respectful of the space, and we're very excited to have like more shows at our house after this experience.
That's awesome. And I've got to know, does the house have an official name for these shows it's going to be putting on?
It does. Our house is King's Crossing.
Nice.
So we've got our Instagram too.
Yeah, it's King's Crossing IL. So yeah, if you're looking for any shows around here or you want to like book with us? Like any bands, if you're hearing this or listening to this and you're like, hey, I want to play at a garage and normal, this is your chance. You're hearing it right now. So yeah.
We've got another one in the works. No announcements yet.
Ooh. Yeah, we're working on some big things happening. Big things happening.
Awesome. And if you guys want to hear more about the local scene or just get more involved in the scene, definitely check out their Instagram.